It's Tuesday, August 2nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Job switchers really are making more cash, cloud market shares updated, and let's talk about three-year life cycles. This is the Business of Tech. All that job switching you hear about? Turns out those who did are making more money. According to a new Pew Research Center report, most people who switched employers between April 2021 and March 2022 saw an increase in their real earnings, despite surging inflation. 60% of people saw an increase in real earnings after they switched employers, compared with 47% of those who remained in the same job, Pew found. The median worker who found a new job enjoyed a 9.7% bump in inflation-adjusted earnings, compared to a negative 1.7% dip for those who stayed put. The recent trend was quite different from the previous year. From April 2020 to March 2021, 51% of job switchers saw a real increase earnings boost versus 54% of people who stayed put. 22% of U.S. adults say they are very or somewhat likely to look for a new job in the next 6 months, Pew found in a poll of over 6,000 people conducted from June 27th to July 4th. Why do we care? I'm putting aside the recession or not debate with this data point and instead noting that job seekers do better leaving. There's data, so if retention is essential to you as a leader, you'd better compensate here. The message to employees is loud and clear. There is money to be had in a new job. And with a quarter of the workforce looking right now, take a look around your office. One of those four people is probably looking. The overall cloud infrastructure services market, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, and hosted private cloud, grew 29% worldwide to $54.7 billion in the second quarter, despite deteriorating economic conditions and the impact of the strengthening U.S. dollar on foreign currency exchange rates, according to a new Synergy research report released Thursday. Excluding the effects of those rates, the cloud market grew approximately 35%, and that from protocol. AWS and rivals Microsoft and Google combined for a 65% share of the worldwide cloud infrastructure market in the quarter, up from 61% in the same period last year. Why do we care? If your business is the economy of one, that continued growth in the cloud seems a fantastic focus area. In the US, you have one of three choices: AWS, Microsoft, and Google. And I suspect it's just AWS and Microsoft when it comes down to it. This would be my big bet too, particularly leveraging the work layer on top. Something not to miss from last week's Microsoft earnings call. CFO Amy Hood also revealed that Microsoft is extending the life of its server and network equipment assets in its cloud infrastructure from 4 to 6 years. This is anticipated as significant cost savings for the company. Also wanted to note this data point about Microsoft. With their recent block of Office macros, hackers are compensating and switched to using container files like ISOs and RARs and the Windows shortcut, those LNK files. The number of campaigns containing LNK files increased 1,675% since October 2021, Proofpoint notes. Now, why do we care? So much for the every 3 years rule, in the back end at least. It's been a best practice for ages about the three-year rotation, with some discussion of four. How many businesses should be re-examining that? Sure, I'm muddling the whole market here and would note desktops versus servers versus laptops. Just noting that Microsoft is approaching their server and network investments on a six-year cycle. Anecdotally, my new last year M1 Max MacBook Pro is probably going to be both supported and incredibly well-positioned for 5 years, if not six. If we're in the business of maximizing a customer's technology spend, is it time to re-examine the approach? If you're an MSP looking to grow your business by scaling your cyber practice, it's critical to offer a white-label, multi-tenant SOC as a service. Agile Blue is that SOC XDR, detecting cyber attacks on the cloud, network, applications, and endpoints before a breach occurs. Trusting nothing while detecting everything, and staffed with a 24/7 expert set of threat hunters and cyber analysts who obsess over you and your client's cybersecurity, Agile Blue works side by side with your team. Join today and get 3 months of EDR free by visiting agileblue.com/pod to start. Thanks for listening. It is National Night Out, so go ahead and get outside, meet your neighbors, and have a stronger bond with your community, and share an ice cream sandwich, because it's National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. There will be no episode tomorrow, but join me on YouTube at youtube.com/MSPradio for the broadcast at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's Wednesday, August 3rd, live from ChannelCon. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.